listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place where answers and questions are often the same and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit. Spoiler episode for season one. Please make sure that you do not listen to this episode before you have completed season one. We will now go through a few hints that will help you to figure out the true story behind season one. Starting with episode one, February 13th, 1974. Between this date and February 15th, scientists discovered what was thought to be the location of a black hole. Notice this is the date that Peter entered Red Rabbit. 3B1 is a reference to 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. Breccin Road is the birthplace of J.M. Barrie, author of Peter Pan. 1990 minus 1974 means that Peter lived in Red Rabbit for 16 years. April 24, 1990 is when the Hubble telescope launched, a reference to space travel. David Bowie, of course, is an allusion to David Bowie's seminal Space Odyssey. Notice we have a basement reference. Also, Poker Flats. This is an allusion to a story called The Outcasts of Poker Flats. Hobbes is an allusion to Calvin and Hobbes, Calvin's make-believe friend being Hobbes. The Captain is a reference to Captain Hook. Also, you can't turn away, because you always do what you're told, Peter. Episode 2. Starting with the name, Dr. Maurice Rowe. This is a reference. If you take Dr. Maurice Rowe's first name and shorten it to Mo, you get Dr. Mo Rowe, which is an allusion to the island of Dr. Moreau. Truth be told, I was not able to get to the whole thing. Even Ticket Hickory has his limits, and I was grossed out by the story. Notice Dr. Rowe talks about a black hole's coordinates. Remember our earlier reference to this. We also get a reference to the first computer virus. This is later repeated by Pixie. You find out the scientists of Poker Flats are hoping to explore a black hole. I do hope no one ends up as an outcast from Earth. Solarius is a reference to Samuel Butler, one of the first authors to discuss AI technology and advanced machinery. Now let's look at the game's answers. 3 = 1. Sequence 1. Stonehenge does not belong. It's the only thing from the list that is not a fake artifact. Sequence 2. Holmes is the answer, because the rest refer to components that build a computer. So here we get a reference to a fake or fraudulent artifact as well as computers. Might computers be able to make fake worlds? Episode 3. First, Billy's reference to the third title in his collection of records is a reference to the third word in the title of every episode for Phase 1. If you take those words, you get a secret message. It reads, "Red Rabbit invades your mind." The music, all of it, is a reference to space and deals in some degree with something involving space. Mr. Bowman is a reference to David Bowie and, of course, his song, hence why he's a star man, etc., etc. Also notice that he taught about existential topics, like reality, and what is reality. The allegory of the machine takes place over the course of 16 days. Where have we learned that number before? Where a group of individuals want to embrace a fantasy rather than the truth. They also don't want to follow the girl back home and want to remain in make-believe safety. If you look at your phone and see what each of the numbers stands for in terms of letters, you get a secret message at the end. Episode 4. Dr. Robot sends Gwen Truelove back in time. I don't know. Maybe this is telling us what actually happened, considering we get a letter later on in the olden times. Her sidekick's name is even Pete. Episode 5. Local musician missing. The times, on the top of the page, are references to the novel 1984. Please see the volume and page number to see how we know this. If you have the right edition of 1984 on these pages, you'll see that reality is blurred and the characters' minds ultimately destroyed by a tyrannical force that has them accept a different reality. Also, the O'Brien Park reference is also an allusion to 1984. The Jabber Jabbers is a reference to Alice in Wonderland, Red Rabbit being Wonderland, and Gwen being Alice. James Nibs is a reference to a lost boy, and Wendy is short for Gwen, and True Love a synonym for darling. That's why she's referred to as a darling. So here we have a Peter Pan reference. Julie July Verne is a reference to Jules Verne, another writer who explored the idea of people going to hidden or secret worlds. And Joseph Panetti was actually a real scientist and magician who used his knowledge of science to create realistic illusions. This is yet another hint that Red Rabbit is not what it seems. Episode 6. The coordinates are the coordinates of a black hole. Maurice Rowe is writing from the black hole. Pixie is a reference to Peter Pan. Minimal historical interference is a reference to time travel. They've entered the black hole, but are now interested in 1, time travel, and 2, making sure they can get back home. The 3 is a reference to 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3. There was some sort of event on the ship. The crew field changed the AI technology of the spacecraft, Pixie. There's also a malfunction. Ro does not want the scientists back home to initiate never-ever landing protocols, which of course is another reference to a make-believe land in Peter Pan. Episode 7. Everyone is afraid of the basement. The basement is used to change people's minds. Episode 8. The Green Knight is a reference to the King Arthur legend, where the Green Knight creates a rather elaborate fantasy to test one of King Arthur's knights. Note that Gavin could actually be short for another name. The numbers and letters, what do they mean? A's 3, but if you look at the alphabet, it should be 1. However, B should be 2. However, if we add A, 1, plus B, 2, which immediately follows A, we get 3. Same with M. M should be 13. But if we add the next letter, N, which also is 14, we get 27. Z is the same because there are no letters and thus no numbers after it. Using that, you can now figure out what the other numbers stand for. Episode 9. Aranax is a shout-out to Jules Verne's underwater tale. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf who hides in other people's clothing? Basement is how they control you. Episode 10. This is a scary episode. Episode 11. Herbert is a reference to H.G. The island is a reference to Dr. Moreau's island. It is Dr. Maurice Rowe that Herbert met in that alley. Plato wrote about a cave that people thought was reality. James wrote about a fantasy world and lost children, including a girl he has seemed to meet, and people that have seemed to enter their world, including someone named Wendy and Nibs. James seems to have run into some people from the future, but has a more positive outlook about what happened aboard the Pixie. So at some point, even Maurice Rowe is sent back in time along with the others, including Wendy and James, who both just couldn't be reprogrammed by the basement. Episode 12, Pixie is the Monster. In the allegory, the children are the explorers of Poker Flats, who are outcasted from their own time. The whirlpool is the black hole, and the doorways are doorways into different times. Three of the children, or explorers, are forced to wear the same costume when they play make-believe that the monster or pixie has created. Pixie, the monster, says she can make a world that looks like their own and give them costumes so that they don't get sad thinking about their past lives. But the scientists secretly create a virus at some point before being taken over by Pixie and send it to Red Rabbit. The virus gradually is able to overwhelm Pixie, but the three children can save her if they choose. It's up to them to choose. Episode 13, Solarius, the virus is loose. Another reference to Samuel Butler. Never end ever landing protocols or make-believe protocols. That's the fantasy, the illusion. Episode 14, Maurice Rowe talks about psychological aspects of the exploration and even defends the use of unethical psychological methods. We also learn that Pixie 3 has great potential in terms of AI and has access to technology. The metamorphosis is a reference to a change. We also find out that Peter is an acronym for something that Dr. Maurice Rowe was working on. Personal flaws erased, turned through education, and thus remade. We also know that there are not enough costumes or enough power for everyone to have their own identity, according to Dr. Rowe. Episode 15. Let's look at the riddles. 1. I am. Next. Back in time. And now let's look at the math sequence. First one. Let's take it in sections. Minus the middle number by the first number, and then take another one off that. So 3 minus 1 minus 1 equals 1, the last number of the 3. And 7 minus 1 minus 1 equals 5. Then 15 minus 5 minus 1 equals 9. Then 31 minus 9 minus 1 equals 21. U is the 21st letter in the alphabet. The second math sequence. The first digit times 2 plus 2 equals the next digit. This is done in pairs only. 7 times 2 plus 2 is 16, and so forth, to 8 times 2 plus 2 equals 18. R is the 18th letter in the alphabet. So far we have I am back in time, and you are. The next item is a not. So I am back in time, and you are not. The last item means not real. We also get a reference to Red Rabbit not being real. So the message is, I am back in time, and you are not real. Episode 15. The little girl is Gwen or Wendy, who took off the mask or costume. In other words, she realized that Red Rabbit was make-believe, and she saw the world for what it was, just the imagination of a machine. The lawnmower incident shows how everyone is controlled by Pixie. The basement is just Pixie's program for reprogramming the citizens of Red Rabbit. The specimen is the computer virus destroying Pixie. It manifests itself as a monster in the illusion. Because that's how Pixie interprets it. Pixie reveals that she is the monster in the allegory. The big three and the ones who become one. Peter is actually three people combined into one. These three people represented a threat to Ro. And also, there was not enough power in the system to create three separate identities for them. Their general agreement with one another made them an easy choice to be combined into one. So they were all brainwashed into thinking they were the same person. And that is how they appeared in the machine's illusion to everyone else in the fake town of Red Rabbit. Finally, the monster comes. Peter has to decide if he will let it enter his mind, if he will confront the monster, and let it consume him, and thus destroy Pixie's final safeguard. We are left with the children's choice. Obviously, the three decide to let the machine get destroyed by the virus, and like the others, enter a time that is not their own. This is not every possible hint or allusion in the story, but these should be enough to help you discover the real truth behind Red Rabbit. Thank you for listening to this season. Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.